The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yuma Daf Yudalev, last bit of Gemara before the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is finishing off the sugya of the Kohen Gadol Shemeso Ishtoi, and the Gemara says that if it was his wife, it was still legally his wife, it would be chal on him a din of Aninus, the first day of Avelus, before the Kvura is called Aninus, and he would be also, he would be Posel Avoyna. That the Gemara says, but he had divorced her. Michailo Leo Aninus Vamigarsha. So the Gemara says, Nehida Aninus Loichail, the legal status of an Oinin he doesn't have, of a true de Miloi Mitrid. He's still Torah, since it was his wife, he only divorced her because of the technicality, so he's still Torah, he's still in an emotional state of Aninus. Rashi explains, "Ubekotchim beinan simcho gedulo, tichsivu luchon nesatim lemoshcho kederek shemahalchem olchem." The achilas hakabonis is mechayev, a state of simcha, and that state he can't be in. When the woman who was his wife, who was emotionally his wife, passed away, he was not considered to be in a fit state to be mesasik in kotchim. The inyan bechalal of a kohen gadol of Aninus and Avelus gives us a little bit of a deeper insight into the definition of what Aninus and Avelus are supposed to be, which is not only a discussion about Hilchot Kohen Gadol, but it's something that's relevant for us to understand. So it's worth delving into a little bit. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchot Ovel Peregimel Halachu Yud explains that Oinin Shel Torah, what's the definition of Avelus Min HaTorah? The day B'yom HaMisa. The halacha is that on that day a kohen is also lavoid v'lechol b'chotchem ein b'chol hein b'shabbos. By the way, shivus yimei avelus is takon of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the yoyim ha'misa itself is avelus midereisa. That's the Rama brings it down as a mitzvah in the Torah. No chesav avelus. The Rama brings down the mitzvah as midereisa. That's hein b'shabbos v'hein b'chol. Even though we're not noyig avelus b'rabim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Yom Tov is doicha, we'll explain exactly what the difference between them is. But the din of Avelus b'yom ha'misa is certainly midereisa. The raya, the Mishnah Malach says, is from the fact that we have over here a kohen gadol was not supposed to love Avodah. He's talking about on Yom Kippur. The Gemara only says that he's not noinin because it wasn't anymore his legal wife, because he had divorced her, migusha. But be'etzem, if it was his wife, it would render him posel avoda. Why? Because he has the status of a noinin, despite the fact that it's Yom Kippur. There's a kasha that the Achronim asked, is the sugya that talks about Aninus with the halachos of Avelus, whether Shabbos interrupts Avelus, Yom Tov interrupts Avelus, Chvalon, whoever is sitting Shiva on Shabbos, the Avelus is not Nifzak, comes to Yom Tov, the Avelus is interrupted. The sugya is in Moed Kotten Daf Yudal, and over there is a Tosfos Rid that says that a mitzora Beregel comes Yom Tov, and Rachman Sonsameh has Tzoraz, he's noyig Tzoratoi. And the Gemara brings a raya from Kohen Gadol that's Nasa Mitzoru, that Aloch is, the Gemara says over there, that even though Kolashon Akula, a Kohen Gadol was in a state where Kolashon Akula is Nasa Keregel Etzloi, Kohen Gadol is not noyig Avelus, the Kohen Gadol is not Metama, not to any of his Krovim, because the Kohen Gadol has to be in a state which is Kula Lefnei Hashem. It's like a regal, which are Yomim, that a person is connected. A Yid is connected, he's in a state of Simcha, he's in a state of Lefnei Hashem. A Kohen Gadol was in that state year-round. Kol Hashem Kula, the Lashon, the Gemara is, Kol Hashem Kula Kiregel Etzloi. Why? The Gemara says, because the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Makriv Oinin, even though he's Enei Oichel B'Kotchen, but he's Makriv Oinin, Kohen Gadol Kedun Avoid even B'Shas Aninus. Tosfos Rid says over there on that Gemara, and the Gemara is talking about in reference to Kohen Gadol is Nasa Mitzoyro, even though he's not Nasa an oval, but he's Nasa Mitzoyro. The Gemara brings a raya that Regel is not a Dichoy on Tzoras. Tzoras has a Kav Meshutav. Tzoras is also a Din Avelus. He has to rip his begodim. He has to sit Avelus. The Gemara says, despite that, on Yom Tov Tzoras is Yenoig. The Gemara brings from Kohen Gadol, because Kohen Gadol is Kol Hashana Kula Nasa Keregel. Explains the Tosfos Rid that this that Kohen Gadol is Nasa Keregel, he has a Din Regel B'chol Hashana, and that's why he can be Makiv by Ninus, even though it doesn't have a Din Regel Gabi Achila. The halacha is that on Yom Tov, when a Yom Tov is Doicha Avelus, The Gemara says over there in Moed Katan that a person who was Bavelus and Avelus was broken up by the Yomtiv, the din is he could be Makriv, he's Koshal Avoid, and he could be Eichel B'Kotchim. Why Kohen Gadol is Choluk? So the Rishon explains that even though on regal, on a real regal, on Yomtiv, the din is Avelus is Nidche, Hein Legabi Achilus Kotchim, Hein Legabi Akrovus Kotchim, Legabi Avoido, but the fact that Kohen Gadol is regal Etzloi Legabei, that would only be legabe achilas kochim. That would only be, I'm sorry, legabe hakrova, that you'd be kosher l'avoyde kohen gadol, even though he's in a state of avelus deraisa and inus. Whereas achilas kochim, we would not say regal gabe, which needs a little bit of a hesper. What exactly does, let's go a little bit deeper into this. What does aninus have to do? Why is aninus so intrinsically, this avelus, tied up with achilas kochim, to the point where the Rambam, who has a separate section on Hilchus Ovel, talks about, interesting, the Rambam puts together Hilchus Ovel together with the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, anything that has to do with family relationships and the emotional connection with Chiyuv and family relationships, the Rambam puts together Hilchus Ovel, Hilchus Mamre. The mitzvah Sasev Dereis of Avelus, the Rambam learns out from the Psukman Parashat Shemini. Over there, where Aaron and Nadav Aviv were Avelim because of the Misas Nadav Aviv, I'm sorry, Aaron and Eloz and Isamah because of Misas Nadav Aviv, over there, it's Mavur in the Psukim that there was an Issa, and then they had to burn the carbon. There was nobody to eat it because they were in a state of Issa Achilas Kotrim. The Rambam learns out from there that Avelus has an Indian Deraisa. Maybe it's only a Din Achilas Kotrim. The Din of Avelus Deraisa. The Lech Mishnah over there points out that Midairaisa, there's no chiv avelus except until the kvura. Aninus is a state until the kvura. In our terminology, avelus is after the kvura. As soon as the kvura is performed, avelus is chal. They take off their shoes, they walk through the shura, and that's when shiva starts. Aninus is till that state, and the Rambam is learning out. We're talking over here before. The dinim of avelus before the kvura. So the way the Achrenim explain to define aninus and avelus and what it has to do with those psukim, they explain like this. The Sefer Devi Yecheskel talks about it. The aninus is an emotional state. Aninus is a state where a person is meisei mutal lefanav. It's an emotional state. It's an emotional state where agav in our halacha. In our halacha, forget about achilas kochim for a second. Our halacha, person potter mikol ha-tor kula. Not potter mikol ha-tor, it's potter mikol mitzvahs. Person is considered to be osuk by mitzvah. It's considered to be osuk in the state of connecting with the fact that he just lost a close relative, rachman olfa. That state of aninus is an emotional state. It potters him from any asik in tvila, in tvilin, in any other mitzvah say midaraisa. In any other mitzvah say. What a person does, so to speak, and aninus, there's no doing. Aninus, a person's frozen in the most. The only doing he's doing is connecting with the fact that there's meisim with lefanov. That's his chiv. Avelus, there are halochas. He has to rise kriya. He sits down on the floor. In the same sense that the oinem is potter mikol ha-toyakuda, is potter from mitzvah say, he's also potter from the dinim of an oval. There's no din that Oinin has to rise kriya or not wear shoes or sit on the floor. Because he's not capable or he's not mechuyiv in the doing of an oval. An oval is mechuyiv to accept certain anhagas which express his state of being an oval. An Oinin is not, the doing of Avelus does not apply to an Oinin. Oinin is only there to, the chiyuv of an Oinin, his mitzvah of Avelus is to feel his Avelus. The expressing it in certain acts, in certain maisim, saying Kaddish, not wearing shoes, rising kriya, sitting on the floor, all that are the hanhogas of an oval, that's only negated to an oval, not to an oinin. An oinin doesn't do, an oinin feels. An oval is the chiyuvim of doing to express those feelings. When we talk about kochim, let's go backwards. When we talk about kochim, what we learn out, legabi achilas kochim, and maise sheni, those are dinim and aninus. It's interesting, the Biskurov points out that in the vidui maise that's in Pashas Kisovoi, mentioned at the end of 3 years, that one says the vidui meiser, so it's one of the psukim of the beginning of Pashas Kisovoi is lo yachalti memeni ba'oini. There's an issue of eating from meiser, from Maaseh Sheni, from Kodshim, in a state of Aninus. So part of his declaration is Le'echalti Meni Ba'oini. The din that an Oinin, the Chayru, is not allowed to eat Kodshim, because Kodshim Maaseh Sheni have to be eaten in a state of Roimus, in a state of Simcha. The din in Hilchos Avelus, you say it in part of a declaration, Negei Maaseh, Viskurov says, Punkt Faket. Skirov points out that there's a din in Maaseh Sheni, there's a din in Kodshim, that it should not be eaten when a person is in the state of Aninus. Aninus doesn't carry with his Chiyuvim. The Chiyuv of Aninus is only not to ignore it, to feel it, to be there, to plug into it, to be mischaber to the emotional state. Once one is an Oinin, Rachman son, and he's connected with the state of Aninus, then the male is an Isser for him to do, there's an Isser for him to eat Kodshim, because it's a violation of what Kodshim is. It's a violation of Maaseh Sheni. Kodshim and Maaseh Sheni are eaten in a state of Reimus, growth, Simcha, Gedula, Smicha. All those things are not consistent with the state that Aninus engenders. The Chiv of Aninus doesn't carry with it Isurim of what yet to eat, what not to eat. The Chiv of Aninus is to fill the state of Aninus. After that, if he's anointed, the middle there are Isurim Kodshim that apply. That's the way the Brisker of Kedarkoi is Magdir. It's a din in the Kodshim and the Maaseh, and not a din in the Aninus. The din of the Aninus is the Aninus itself. Avelus has dinim. This is during the Nihugim of Avelus. What he's allowed to do, where he's allowed to go, is in Isur Avoid, is in Isur Haskadat, and so on and so forth. The Mitzius of Shabbos and Yom Tov, Megabe Avelus, is Shabbos, let's define it in the same way. Shabbos, there's no mitzvah, so the place can point out Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of Simcha, there's a mitzvah of Oinig, which means like this, that means internally, there's no mitzvah for a person to be in a state of Simchas HaNefesh on Shabbos. A person goes through certain anhogas on Shabbos, a person wears Shabbos clothing, he eats Shabbos food, there are anhogas of expressing Simcha, of expressing Roimimus. But not that the internal state, no chiv of simcha. Memela, the place can point out, if a person will feel more in sync with his emotional state by crying or by fasting, he's allowed to on Shabbos. And Yom Tov is not allowed to. Why? Because on Shabbos there's no chiv to be b'simcha. There's a chiv to do maisim that are consistent with the state of simcha. Person has to be made that today is special. He has to show with his actions that today is a different type of day. And Yom Tov is a Yom of Simcha. There's a Chiv to be B'Simcha. There's a Chiv to have that emotional state. Shabbos, one could be Rachman Son Ba'Avelus, because the emotional state could still be a state of Avelus. The only thing he's not allowed to do is not allowed to have that Hogus of Avelus. Now sit on the floor. He's not allowed to have his ripped clothing, so on and so forth. Because the Shabbos is Mechayiv not acting in a way of Avelus, because it's not consistent with the way of acting on Shabbos. Yom Tov, the Mechayiv is being in a state, an emotional state of Simcha. That state is not consistent with Avelus. Memela, if an Avelus meets up with the Yom Tov is Doichem Avelus, Simcha the Rabban is Doichem Avelus the Yochid, and his emotional state now has to plug into where everybody around him is. He has to be in a state of Simcha. That's the Mechayiv of Pialoch. Based on this model, we understand some of the dinim that we started discussing. If we understand that Aninus is not the doing of Avelus, but it's the Matzva Nefesh, the emotional state of Avelus, Avelus, after the Kvura, is the Hanhogus of Avelus. The ripping of Kriya, the sitting on the floor, and so on, like we said. That's what the difference between Avelus and Aninus is. Aninus is not the doing, it's the feeling. Avelus is the doing, the expressing with Hanhogas, with not going to work, with staying inside. All that expresses the internal state. So we understand that by Yom Tov, when there's a mitzvah of having an internal state of Simcha, there's no Aninus. And Aninus is an internal state of Tzar, an internal state of loss. Yom Tov is not consistent with that. So there's no Aninus, to the point where a person who's in a state of Aninus, on Yom Tov it's Nidcha, and he could be Makar v'Karbon, and he could be Eichel v'Karbon. There's no state of Aninus. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, where there's no mitzvah of Simcha, Shabbos and Yom Kippur don't have a mitzvah of Simcha, there's a chiyuv of Hanhoga, of Einig Shabbos, Hanhoga of Mikroi Kodesh. There's no Avelus, because one can't be Noig Avelus, where he's Mechuyev to be Noig Shabbos dik, is mechuyev to be noyed simcha dik. Mashenk, in the internal state of a person, stays, because there are no halachas mandating the internal state of a person on Shabbos, only on Yom Tov. The internal state of a yid on Yom Tov has to be one of simcha. On Shabbos is not such a halacha. Shabbos, one has to act in a way consistent with simcha. He has to eat challah, he has to put on Shabbos clothing, he has to go to shul, he has to sing the kari banolam, but he doesn't have to be there emotionally, he doesn't have to be there internally. Memela, aninus is shayach on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not shayach. He's mechuyev to be in a state of simcha, so how can he be in a state of avelus? So now let's go to Kohen Gadol. This time we say that Kohen Gadol is regular at Tzloy Tomid. That just means that a Kohen Gadol is always mechuyev to act in a way that's consistent with the Yom Tov Tikkun state. He doesn't go to Levayis. He wears always the Shmoyne Begadol Lekovel Sefaris. He's not mechuber to anything which engenders a feeling of loss. Kohen Gadol represents Klal Yisrael in a state of growth, in a state of gedula, in a state of roimus, of simchas hanefesh, a state of lufnei Hashem. He's mechuyev to always act that way. His actions are mechuyev 24/7, 365 days a year to reflect that reality. As remember, Kohen Gadol that's in a state of regel, his doings are mechuyev to be doings of simcha. He's not allowed to be in a state where he acts in a way that is not allowed to rise clear. Rises from the bottom of his clothing in a way that people don't see. He's not allowed to act out the nihugim of loss. He's mechuyev to act in a way of simcha, in a way that's consistent with the mitzvahs of Yom Tov. In which case, his halachas are that he doesn't have a din of avelus. He's allowed to be makriv a korban even in a state of aninus. Why? Because he doesn't have the dinim of acting in a way that's consistent with avelus. So he could act in a way, he could bring a korban, he could be the oivin on the korban. Mashengen achilas kotchim, where Rashi explains is that achilas kotchim has to come from an internal state of simcha. A person has to eat kotchim in a state internally of being the simcha. Like we pointed out, by yachal to many ba'inis. It's not that a person has to, there's an isser to eat kotchim by avelus. There's a chiyuv for an oval to be in an emotional state of avelus. Memela is not roy to eat kotchim. So the same is true by Kohen Gadol. Because the halacha doesn't mandate what his internal state has to be 365 days a year. The halacha only mandates what his actions are to be consistent with. His actions are supposed to be Yom Tov Dik. His actions are not allowed to be oval Dik. So he's allowed to bring a carbon because that's his state of action. Mashenkin, his emotional internal state, his aninus, that's his matzav nefesh, his matzav balev, that he's allowed to feel the tsar of losing a close relative. It's really not allowed to eat kotchim, because eating kotchim has to do with an internal state of being lifnei Hashem. It's not an action. The eating of kotchim is something that's shaykh to Yisrael also. It's not shaykh to Afkut Kam. It's not an act of avoidah that's performed in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a reflection of being internally connected to the Rebbeinu Shel, eating lifnei Hashem. Being able to be sos v'samech lifnei Hashem ba'akdilo. That a Kohen Gadol can't do, because his internal state is not regulated by the Torah. He's allowed to be in the state of avelus. He's mechuyev to be in the state of emotional aninus. As memelo, that din he doesn't have. Hakrova will be osur because I'm sorry. Hakrova will be mutter for a Kohen Gadol even by aninus, because hakrova is an act of bringing an act of avodas Hashem b'simcha, and his actions are regulated that he's not allowed to act in a way of avelus. He has to act in a way which is anti-avelus, a way of simcha, as opposed to his internal state, his internal emotional state, which is allowed to, and he's mechuyev to be baninus, he won't be able to eat kotchim. Similar to what we explained, legabe, the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then on Shabbos, one's actions are regulated by halacha. One's mechuyev to act in a way that's consistent with simcha. Shabbos, the halachas don't mandate what his internal state is. That's only halacha, which is mechuyev on Yom Tov. Therefore, on Yom Tov, there's no aninus, there's no avelus. Shabbos, they're only not nihugim, they're only not actions of avelus. But in a person's internal state, he is b'avelus. Avelus b'yochid is not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.